At around 10 a.m. Central Time on September 5th, anxiety, fear, and heartache was felt by 800,000 Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival recipients around the U.S. President Donald Trump announced the undoing of an executive order that President Obama put into effect in June 2012. The executive order allowed young children that were brought to the country by their parents without proper documentation and ability to work and stay in the country without fear of deportation. Now, Congress has exactly 6 months to take action on the rescinded executive order. If not, DACA recipients will be at risk of deportation. Nebraska was one of 9 states in the country prior to the announcement, which threatened to sue the Trump administration by September 5th if he didn't take action on removing DACA. Last week, many people met on the steps of the Nebraska State Capitol to defend DACA. There are 3,300 DACA recipients in the state of Nebraska. Zaida Mendez, a Metropolitan Community College student, shared her feelings on the matter.
I'm 19 years old, and I'm a DACA recipient. I'm mad. I'm sad. But I'm not going to let that get to me.
Mendez was the first speaker at the rally organized by several nonprofits, including Nebraska Appleseed, Heartland Worker Center, and Justice for Our Neighbors, among others. State Senator Patty Pansingbrooks of Lincoln also spoke at the rally.
Get out, be a body, be a voice, be out there with us. Do not get tired. We need everybody working together and fighting for these fabulous young people who improve our state.
There was another forum last week held at the College of St. Mary Auditorium in Omaha, where a large crowd led to an overflowed room. Justice for Our Neighbors Executive Director Emiliano Lerda was there and didn't hold back.
So I feel like it's a big mistake that is basically turning our back on the future. I think it's a short-sighted and cruel decision that is really going to negatively impact our communities at a very local and very real level.
The forum led to the Heartland Worker Center community organizers speaking about how to get everyone organized. Yahaira Gonzalez, a community organizer for the Heartland Worker Center and UNO alum, was saddened by the president's announcement, but she is still hopeful.
It's such a huge part of our life, and you've lived in the shadow for so long, and now that you finally come out, it's rewarding and it's liberating, and when you have the wings, you don't want to take them off. So now it feels like they're being taken off, but it's not up to somebody else to be in power of my life. It's up to me.
Following President Trump's announcement on the removal of DACA, 15 states and the District of Columbia sued the administration, challenging the rescindment. Another meeting is being organized by Young Nebraskans in Action and will take place Tuesday, September 12th at 6 p.m. at the Heartland Worker Center in Omaha. For MAV Radio News, I'm Stephanie Zambrano.